See, many people are still busy chazing. But when we start the next Gemara, to get a Haskalah. The Gemara returns to the case of Kamlei B'Rabinei, and specifically returns to the cases of the Mishnah, which involved B'Yis HaAsurais, which we're talking about now, it's involved B'Yis, and we're talking here about B'Yis, which are Asur, plus is an issue of Knas, so it's an issue of Leiko Mishalim. That's the study of the Gemara. Now, before we begin, I'd just like to review the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's study in Kamlei B'Rabinei, because our discussion today, the Kiva Eger, which we're going to discuss today, basically goes with Reb Chaim's Mahalach. Although the Kiva Eger lived before Reb Chaim, he doesn't use Reb Chaim's Mushainites, but we're going to see that the whole Rebbe Kiva Eger is really just a Reb Chaim. It's a extension of Reb Chaim. And I told you many times that the godless of Reb Chaim is that in his one or two little svarim, he says things that you say this, and then when they're in a sugya, they keep on coming up. Reb Chaim basically was Matsia, he basically suggested that there are two separate dinim of Kamlei B'Rabinei. One is Malkus and Mammon, and one is Nisa and Mammon. The halacha that when a person does something as Chayav Nisa, he doesn't have to pay because of Kamlei B'Rabinei. And the halacha that if someone gets Malkus, he doesn't have to pay because of Kamlei B'Rabinei. In both cases, you're punished for paying, but really, it's two different psukim. And not only is it two different psukim, but it's two different ways that it works. This is based on the Gemara later in the Perek, which says that we learn that Misa and Mammon, we say Kamlei B'Rabinei, from the Pasuk in Moyia Asayin Onesh Yanesh. The Pasuk says in Moyia Asayin Onesh Yanesh, if there's no death, then you have to pay. From where we learn that if there is a death, if you cause a death, then you don't have to pay. So the Pasuk in Moyia Asayin is coming for Misa and Mammon. Pasuk which we had last year in the Gemara in Makis, which is Kedei Rishasai, Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechaivai, Vi Ata Mechaivai, Mishum Shtei Rishai. Kedei Rishasai is a Pasuk by Malkus. By Malkus it says that Arboim Yakenu, you hit him 40 times, Kedei Rishasai. The words Kedei Rishasai, the Gemara understands to mean that the Malkus are Kedei Rishasai. The Malkus are what he gets for his Rishas. And that's it. One Einish, and that's it. Iyata Mechaiva Yishum Shtei Rishois, Bezin can't be Mechaiva to pay plus Malkus. Two different Psukim. And that everyone agrees there. Two Psukim. Mechaiva's Chiddush is that they're two totally separate deals. The din of Misa and Mammon is a din in the Etzem field. That a person's Chayav Misa is not Chayav Mammon. It's a din that the Torah didn't give him two einshin. The Torah didn't attribute two einshin to someone who does something who does chayav misa. So that the kamlei b'rabinei of misa and mammon is a din in the Torah, that the Torah doesn't give a punishment of misa and a punishment of mammon simultaneously. By malkus and mammon, however, we say that be'etzem, by Malkus and Mammon, there are both chiyuvim. Both chiyuvim exist. Just, it's a din in Bezdin. That Bezdin cannot be mechayiv in Mammon. Kedei Rishasai, Mishum Risha Achas Atal Mechayiv. It's a din in Bezdin. The Torah is talking, Arban Yakenu is talking to Bezdin. Arban Yakenu, Kedei Rishasai, Bezdin, you should only give one of them. Which means that be'etzem, both chiyuvim exist. The person should pay, vatei fidei shemayim, he really should pay. But Bezdin is not mechayiv. There's no kayach in Bezdin to be mechayiv to pay. This is the din of Malkus and Mammon. So we said the number of nafkaminas. With obvious nafkamina would be if you have to pay vatei fidei shemayim, which you don't have to pay by Misa and Mammon, you do have to pay by Malkus. Now, Reb Chaim doesn't say this next step, but we understood, and I hope you'll have this, because we didn't get to it till later, that by Chayvei Malkus Shogegin, if someone does something that is Chayvei Malkus, but he does it for Shogeg, the Chayvei Malkus Shogegin, we do not say, come later the rabbi again. For example, if someone goes into his neighbor's house and he steals a piece of meat and he eats it, and it turns out that meat was nevela. It was nevela. So what happened? He was over on the Isser Malkus, he ate nevela, and the Isser Mammon. Nevela's worth money. The person could have sold it to a guy. So Mechayro, we should say, come later to Rabbi Vinay. He did Malkus and Mammon. So the halachi is, no. By Malkus, if he did it for Shaygeg, he's not going to get Malkus. So Chayvei Malkus Shaygeg, Chayav Mashamah. If they did something that's an Issa Malkus for Shaygeg, then the person's obligated to pay. You don't say, come later to Rabbi Vinay. What about Chayvei Nisa Shaygeg? What happens if you kill someone b'shaygeg, and at the same time causes damage to when he kills him, he causes damage to his clothing? What about chayvei nisas shaygegin? This is actually a machlokes in the Gemara. We paskin chayvei nisas shaygegin a potter milshalim. By chayvei nisa b'shaygeg, we do potter. We do say come later to rabbi. So that if someone kills someone b'shaygeg, even if the hechet tinsel will say he won't get galus, does it in an oif in derech aliyah, does it in a way that there's no galus, there's no hainish. Nevertheless, he's potter for paying. We say, come lebe d'rabi minei b'chayde nisa, even if he's a shaygeg, which is not true by Malkus. What's the hesber of the difference? What's the explanation? According to Reb Chaim, it's very simple. By Malkus, chayde Malkus shaygegin, it didn't bez. Bezdin can't give two punishments. If it's din and Bezdin can't give two punishments, so by a shaygeg, with Bezdin, there's no arbon yakenu, there's no, Bezdin is not giving malchus, so Bezdin could give an anisha mammon. Because here, it's a din and Bezdin. And since if someone eats nevela b'shaygeg, Bezdin doesn't get involved. Bezdin has no business in the case of someone eats nevela b'shaygeg. He wants to do tshuva, let him go to the rav and find out how to do tshuva. It's not a mice of bez. So since it's a din of bez, that we pass the malchus and mammon come later to rabbi next, and since a shaygeg is not a mice of bez, so if someone eats someone else's available shaygeg, he has to pay, because there bezin is not doing two things. Bezin is only doing one thing. A she'en kei nisa and mammon. Nisa and mammon is not a din of bez. Misa and Mammon, you say, come later to Rabbi Vinay, it's not because Bezdin doesn't get 200. By Misa and Mammon, we're talking about the Torah. The Torah is not Mechayev Mammon. If the Torah is not Mechayev Mammon, so there, by Shaygim, the Torah talks to people who are various for Shaygim. So there, we still say, come later to Rabbi Vinay. Because still, however the Torah deals with the Shaygim, even if there's no Einish, but the Lamaisa was Avera, and Avera was Shaygim. So since there was an Aveira of Misa B'Shaygeg, it taught this in from us. So this is an extension of Reb Chaim. I'll tell you quite honestly, I find it that I personally always get confused. Which is which? Is Chayv in Malkus Shaygeg in Chayev or Chayv in Misa Shaygeg in? I find it confusing for all the years. Which one is the one that's Chayv B'Shaygeg in, which one is the one that's Pater? Obviously, it's Misa and Malkus. Right? There's Mamana Misa and Mamana Malkus. One of them is Pater B'Shaygeg, one of them is Chayv. I always got confused which is which. The only way I can remember it is with the Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim gives you the logic of it that makes it easier to remember. With the Reb Chaim, you could realize that Malkus and Mammon is in a bed, they're not getting too ancient. And the Neva, by Shaygeg, with Bezin, not giving the other Einish, so we don't take Hamlet to Rami, and by Malkus Echad. And this is the whole Hazarash here. These are all the kudos that we touched on. And it's a hakdama as well for the very first piece of the Gemara that we're going to learn today. Let's see the Gemara. Habala chayse ala chayse avos. For a minute. Even when I like him, the Mishnah Makis. These people get marked up. Habala chayse ala chayse avos. Habala chayse ala chayse avos. Habala chayse avos. Habala chayse avos. Habala chayse avos. Habala. So all of these people get Malkus. The Kaimama, then we all know. They like Omishalem. But Shver, why in our mission does it say that you pay Knas if you're a Baal HaChaisai? Aye, Baal HaChaisai gets Malkus. That's the Gemara's Kasha. On this Gemara's Kasha, there is a Pnei Yeshua. The Yeshua is in the Hagdama to Masechta Tzivos. It's also quoted by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And the Pnei Yeshua asks a Gevaldige Kasha. Chazal split a Diyah, every Diyah, into two parts. Chazal looked at Diyah as what the Gemara calls Tchilat Diyah, or Hara. Hara is when the man's body first touches the woman. That's Harod, that's Tchilat Bia. And then there's Seif Bia, which Chazal say is when the Bia is complete. So there's Tchilat Bia and there's Seif Bia. And there are Nefkaminis, for example. Taisus and Yevamis write that there's no Chiyuv Knas for a Ma'anis or a Mafata unless there was a Gemar Bia. If there's just a Tchilat Bia, there's no Chiyuv Knas. Chiyuv Knas is the Seif Bia. Comes at the end. If there's a complete Bia, then you have to pay Knas. If there's no complete Bia, you don't have to pay Knas. That's what Taisa said in Yevamis Dachman Teh. Now generally, Tchilas Bia is a Bia, or a Bia Bissar. For any Erava, someone's Mezana, Tchilas Bia is enough to get Misa, the Tchiyah Misa, or Malkis, or the Tchiyah Malkis, or Karis, or the Tchiyah Karis. Generally, Tchilat Bia is a Bia by itself. Kedushin Yad Bistugya, if it's a Kaddish Yisha with Tchilat Bia alone. So Tchilat Bia generally is a Bia. A Knas, though, there's no Chiyuv Knas unless it was a Gemar Bia. So Yeshua asks, actually he brings that his son-in-law, he asks him the following Kasha on our Gemara. He asks, 1 minute, the Chi of Malkus comes, Baal HaChaisai, someone's designed with a sister. The Chi of Malkus comes when? The Chi of Malkus comes. Chilas Bia. The Chi of Mamin comes. The Seif Bia. So the Chi of Mamin is by the Chilas Bia. Rather, the Chi of Malkus is Chilas Bia. If he had stopped then, he'd be Chi of Malkus. And the Chi of Mamin is afterwards, the Seif Bia. So what's Agamara's Kasha? Agamara asks, you should say, come lebe the rabbi dinay. But we say, come lebe the rabbi dinay when the two things are in the same isa. The two oinshim are for the same isa. And over here, the two things are not for the same isa. The tchilas bia is the chia of Malkis. And the seif bia is the chia of Mamet. So it's not dadi adadi. Not simultaneously. Now, that's why I get to Pnei Yeshua's Teres, yeah.
You don't pay Knas until you're finished, right? But it's not that it doesn't come on at the end. It comes on at the beginning. The Chiv is only, if the person only does a Chiv Sia, but it does a Chiv Sia, gets a Knas, right?
Gets a Knas for which part?
For the whole thing.
Okay, so Kiveg is my, what you say, 1 second. Okay, Derek Agav, you know, we spoke about stabbing someone and ripping his shirt as the person stabs, and some of you had a riot from Tysus, that it happens right after the other one. You still say, Kamlay. You see this thing, Yeshua holds, that even if it happens one right after the other in a split second, you still ask the Kashan. You still ask that you should not say, Kamlay. So Pnei Yeshua answered based on Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, I think I mentioned to you, goes on the case in Tosfos brought earlier, Mishahidlikas Hagadish b'Shabbos, somebody who burns down his neighbor's silo on Shabbos, Potter, Nei Shanidai b'Dasha, that he doesn't have to pay for the grain that he destroyed, Nei Shanidai b'Dasha, because this guy is Nisa for Chayiv Nisa for Shabbos. So we say, come later to Rabbi. Fact, Yerushalmi, 1 minute. He's Chayiv Nisa b'Shibay Les Rishayna. He's Chayiv Nisa when he destroyed the first pile of wheat, the first stalk of wheat. He's Machal Shabbos, he's already Chayiv Nisa. So on the Shibay Les Rishayna, let him be Chayiv Nisa. And then on the second Shibay Les, the second stalk of wheat, and all the other hundreds that he destroyed, let him be Chayiv Mamed. It's not Bahari Adadi. Yerushalmi asked that the first Shibayles is Chayiv Nisa, so he'll be Pater from pay. The second Shibayles, he's should pay. Now he's already Chayiv Nisa for the first Shibayles. Let him be Chayiv on the rest. Yerushalmi answers that it's not true. He's Chayiv on the first, and he's Chayiv on the second, and he's Chayiv on the third. He's Chayiv for every Shibayles. Did you remember? One second. That he's chayav on each shibayla. So he can't say he's chayav only on the first one, not on the second one. He's chayav on the first, and he's chayav on the second, and he's chayav on the third. He's chayav on every single one. So since he's chayav on every single one, so if you show me, you say, come let me grab it on every one. Now it's true, you can only give a misa one time. But when you give a misa, you're not giving a misa for this one more than that one or that one. The misa is for he did 1,000 chiyuvei misas. He's getting a misa for it. So therefore, we say, come lebi to rabbi mina on each shibayles, even though he can only give a misa once, he say, come lebi to rabbi mina on each shibayles.
It doesn't make
sense that it's not each one, but then it's like a title of the Shabbat Kutas. Saying if you're damaging the Pasuk Shabbat Kutas, well, if you damage in one night for many Pasuk Shabbat Kutas, the Mammon will certainly look at it all together. I think he said shibayles because, that's how he says four. Okay, it's a question of how you pray. Say the first stalk, second stalk, the stalk before that shall be right. The point is that in every, however you divide it, he's chayav nisa for everything. Even though he's only getting nisa for the first amount that he destroyed, he's chayav nisa for anything he destroyed. So there can never be a chayav mamon. So to pray Yeshua, based on Yerushalmi, your kasha's answer. Why did you ask? That his chayiv malchus on the tchilas bia. So you should pay for the seif bia. What do you mean? He's chayiv nisa for the tchilas, malchus for the tchilas bia. He's also chayiv malchus for the seif bia. It's like two shibayles. The beginning of the bia is a bia, the end of the bia is a bia. He's chayiv malchus for both. So just like if a person destroys two shibayles, he's chayiv for each one. The same thing if he does a tchilas bia and a seif bia, he's chayiv for each one, he's chayiv malchus. It's only going to get one Malkus, because it's one Malkus Bia. But nevertheless, the Chiyuv Malkus is for the beginning, just like it's for the end. It's the end, just like for the beginning. So the Mele, we potter him from a Knas.
Why?
Why
would you only get one Malkus?
Because the Bia only gets one Malkus, no question.
Why?
You want to know from where the Limud is, I don't know, but there's no question.
If the main issue is understanding that, but
it's isn't good, and there's a limud for that. As far as you'd be right, there's a limud for that. That any time a person forget about money, they got to about it. Any person that does a whole bia, that even though there's a tefillah bia and a seif bia, he's only chayav one. I believe Rabbi Akiva Eiger in this piece later brings down exactly what the first custom is, what the limud is. No. It's all part of the same limit. That every bia is only one more than each. Based on what we're saying so far, we've seen that. We have to get it. You mean there's no hasra by so far. This is the Peshua's Teres, yes. We'll get to that. You're right. Peshua didn't learn that way. Okay, this is the Peshua's Teres. The Teres sounds like a good Teres. Basically, it works. Akiva Eiger has a taina on the Teres of of the Yeshua. The reason I was magdin to Reb Chaim is because with the Reb Chaim you could understand the Reb Akiva Eger much, much better. The Akiva Eger says that this Yerushalmi that says that Yechayim Nisan each Shibayla, and therefore even on the second Shibayla we say come later to Rabbi Minei, is only true by a case of Nisa and Mamin, which is Shabbos and Mamin. If it's Shabbos and Mamin, so it's true every Shibayla to say Kavlai. Why? Because even though on the second Shibayla you're not going to get another Nisa, you're already getting Nisa for the first one. But it's no worse than Shaygigin. Chayvim Nisa Shaygigin. Like Chayvim Nisa Shaygigin, what's it then? We say Kavlai to that today. We pater. So if by Chayvim Nisa Shaygigin we pater, even though you're not actually going to get Nisa, the same thing by the second Shibayla, we pater, even though you're not going to get Nisa for the second Shibayla, you're going to get the first one. But by Chiyuvei Nisa, we say each Shibayla is an Aveira of Nisa. And the Meila, we say, come later to Ramina on each one, even though he did 5 or 10 or 100 different Chiyuvei Nisa. But for each one, you're going to get you're going to get a Dira come later to Ramina, get a Turma. That's only true by Nisa. Because Nisa, and I'll explain Reb Kivega, Reb Chaim's word, right? Nisa has nothing to do with the Oynish. It has to do with the Aveira. You didn't have Aveira, you have Nisa, you put it from up. You need it for Shage, even if you had Nisa from before, it doesn't matter. However, by Malkus and Mamun, Tainus Reb Kivega, this whole thing is not true. It's all Yerushalmi. If it's Malkus and Mamun, then, when you're Chayiv Malkus on Tchilas Diyah, you get your Einish for Tchilas Diyah. By Saif Diyah, you should be a Chayiv Malkus. I'll call Shibaylas for Shibaylas. Saif Diyah would be enough to give you Malkus also. But it doesn't matter here, because by Malkus, what passes you is the Einish. What passes is that Bez is giving you an Einish. That Bez is going to give you an Einish for Tchilas Diyah. Then I can give you a second Malkus for Saif Diyah. So they're giving you Malkus of Chilas Diyah. Why are you getting Malkus of Chilas Diyah? So you don't say Kol Shibayla to Shibayla. The Saif Diyah, which you're not getting Malkus for, then it should be Mechayim Yomadim. So therefore, this whole Yerushalmi that the Yeshua is quoting is true only on Shabbat. It's not true on Chiyuvei Malkus. The Mashal, if someone burns down his neighbor's silo on Yom Kippur, what's the Einish Malach on Yom Kippur? Huh? Karis, but Bezin gives Malkus. Malach on Yom Kippur, or Yantif, is only Einish Malkus. According to Rabbi Kida Eger, if you burn down someone's Gadish on Yom Kippur, we would say, on the first Shibayles, Yochayiv Malkus. On the second Shibayles, you have a Ptor. And on the second Shibayles, the Yushami doesn't apply. Because Malkus is only if you're getting an Einish for it. And you're not getting another Einish for the second Shibaylas. You only get an Einish for the first Shibaylas. So there's one Mises Reifa. So therefore, when the first thing burns, you get Malkus. Whatever burns later, you're not going to get Malkus for. And the Mela, there's not going to be, you will say, we're not going to say, come Rami, you have to pay for the rest. So Rabbi Kiva Eger's Yisai is to make a chilek between Nisa and Mamet, with Yerushalmi does apply. By Nisa and Mamun, we say, call Shibaylas or Shibaylas. And Malkus and Mamun with Yerushalmi does not apply. Now, this whole Rebbe Kiva Eger, were it not for Reb Chaim, I would have a hard time explaining it to you. Because Rebbe Kiva Eger doesn't, he speaks the kids, so he doesn't explain this whole thing. But with the Reb Chaim, very understandable, because what was Reb Chaim's say? That Malkus and Mamun, the Ptur is only if Bezna is being Danyu. On the Issa Malkus. Bezin has to actually judge you on the Issa Malkus. And Bezin not judging you on the Issa Malkus. That doesn't apply. So this is Rabbi Kiva Eger's argument with the Pnei Yeshua. So he therefore slugs up the Pnei Yeshua's parents. Yeah.
According to the, you're saying that even though there's two Chiyuvei Malkus, all comes from the day immediately,
the Pnei Malkus is coming on the whole thing. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that if you want to answer the Kasha, that the son-in-law asked, I'll tell you a different parent. tell you a very simple Torah. A bia is one bia. The Torah is not mechayev one malchus for tchilas bia and one malchus for tzeis bia. A bia is one bia. If it's separated, if someone only does tchilas bia, so this is in a tchilas bia. But normally, a bia is all one ma'aser. It's not like burning down a gadish where each shibayla is burned separately. A bia is one ma'aser bia. Someone who's bia lach ma'aser, he gets malchus for the whole bia. Not called you get malchus for tchilas bia. Sure, you stop, you get the tchilas bia. But a bia is one ma'aser bia in a normal case. And therefore, you get malchus for the whole thing, and then there's no commentary about it. The Kineger is answering that the whole kasha doesn't begin because the Torah looks at the whole bia as one. That's how he answers the kasha. But the yisayid of the machlokes between Yeshua and Rabbi Kineger is the yisayid in how to learn the Yerushalmi. Because Yerushalmi's din, the kol shibaylas and shibaylas, is a separate chiyuv. Whether that is only true by Misa, as Rabbi Kineger maintains, or that's true for Misa and for Malchus as well, this is a. Now, the machlokes between the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kineger. To analyze the Nekudas HaMachlokes is really a lot of room to be mefalpel. And the Stipler goes into it. Tomorrow, at the beginning of Shir, I hope to come back to it. It's not shy yet to do it now. Because first, you have to chazer. You're not going to chazer, you're not going to follow tomorrow. You have to understand the machlokes Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kineger properly. And then, tomorrow, we can try to understand the way the Stipler looks at it. To try to analyze the machlokes, what the nekuda of the machlokes. Machlokes really has to do with understanding the Yerushalmi. And hopefully we'll get to it. There's a Rambam. The Rambam has a case where a person steals an animal and shechts it on Yom Kippur. The Rambam says that he's potter from Dalad Zahay. The Shkita, because ain't a Michael Mishala. You don't get Malkus and Teshulim and Kamlei Dramine. Shechting on Yom Kippur is an Isser Malkus. And Dalad Zahay is a punishment for the Shkita. So Mimela, you say Kamlei Dramine. So listen to this. Split hairs again, but listen. Rabbi Kineger asks a kasha. This Rabbi Kineger is in Yeridaya, some in days in the Hagois. It's not a halacha or mitzvah to take a piece, it's just a lumdish a piece, but when you're in Yeridaya, you don't spend time on it. Rabbi Kineger asks the following kasha. When you shecht an animal, how much of the neck do you have to cut in order to be a kasher shlita? To Sulam. Right? You need to cut to the windpipe and the food pipe. You need to cut both. Chachter v'kiva eger, when you cut the first sinan, yichayim nisam. It's your mechal shabbos. When a person cuts the first sinan, the first, the windpipe of the neck, when he cuts that first, so then he's already chayiv. He's already chayav nisa, but he's not a shaychit yet. If you stop there, it's not a kasher shchita. You don't pay dalad zahay if you don't do a kasher shchita. You're only chayav dalad zahay when you cut the second simin, when you cut the food pipe also. So why do you say kamei d'rabbanan then? It's not b'hadi adadi. First you cut one simin and you chayav a shabbos, and then you cut the second simin. And you chayav dalad zahay. So, Frech Rabbi Kiva Eger, why are you kamei d'rabbanan? Why are you putting up a pay? You see from this also, the Rabbi Kiva Eger nemdon, it's exactly like a shirt. You see Rabbi Kiva Eger nemdon, they just split it, even though it's a split second apart. If you ever watch a shkita, it's a split second apart. I hope he came, Rabbi Kiva Eger did, and you say kamei d'rabbanan. You should not say kamei.
Why
you're forgetting the word. You mean when you cut the net, you don't have to say the first simon. Okay, now you don't have to say the first simon. You could say when you touch a neck, nothing else. So the Kibbeger answers by bringing a Ran. That's what you said. Brings the Ran. The Ran is going on a different kasha. The din is, if you shecht on Shabbos, the Mishnah says, Apo pi shechad nechayev ben afshoy, shechitasek sherem. You shecht on Shabbos, even though you chayev nisa v'shechting, the shechit is a kasha shechit. Shechit v'shabbos, Apo pi shechad nechayev ben afshoy, shechitasek sherem. In fact, Tosfos, why is it a kasha shechit? You're a mummer. A mummer l'chal Shabbos. In fact, Tosfos, when you started cutting, you cut the beginning of the neck, you're already a mummer l'chal Shabbos. And a mummer of shech, so b'chal Shabbos of shech, the shechit is possible. The Titus asks the civil akashim, how come a yid who shechs on Shabbos, the shechit is kosher, he's a b'chal Shabbos? So the Ran answers, no. When he cuts one simin, when he cuts the neck, one simin, he's a makalkin. If he stops there, what did he do? He ruined the animal. He took a perfectly good live animal and he made an event. You're not a Mechal Shabbos by the first Simon. You're only a Mechal Shabbos or Yom Kippur when you cut both Simonim. So once you cut both Simonim, then you're a Mummer, but you become a Mummer first after the Shechita, or simultaneously with the Shechita, and that doesn't have a din of Shechita smoke. But to be Kibager, based on this Ran, you can say the same Teretz by Kamalei the Rabbi. Same exact Teretz. Then when he's cutting the neck, when he cuts the first simin, you see Mechal Shabbos. You see Yom Kippur the case. You see Mechal Yom Kippur. He's not Mechal Yom Kippur by the first simin. So Memela on the first simin, he's not Chayav Nisa yet. So where does the Nisa come? By the second simin. So Nisa and Malkus come together. Nisa and Mammon rather come together. This is Rabbi Kibbeger in the Odeus of the Beis, on the page in the Shulchan Aruch. So you're going to learn what the Shechita next year. We'll see if you remember anything different than today. I think anything you see with the words come later, the Rabbi Mine will sound familiar after this night. So the Stifler, this whole Rabbi Kibbeger is L'shitasa. Like the Pnei Yeshua when the Kasha started. Like the Pnei Yeshua, the Kasha doesn't begin. What was the Kasha? Shechta and Yom Kippur, Yichayim Nisa on the first of it. You should pay mammon on the second simon. What would the stipler answer? What would the stipler answer? Mm-hmm. Right. What would he answer? The Yeshua would have answered this kasha very simply. Kibbeger has a kasha. What would the Yeshua answer? Pesach kasha. You cut the first simon, you chayav nisa. If you cut the second simon, you should pay. The stipler would answer. Akashi Bailas and Shi Bailas is a Chayav Nisa. The disciple would say, the Peshul would say, just like if you burn a Gadish, you Chayav Nisa for every bit. On Shechting also, you Chayav Malkus for every bit, for the first sip and the second sip. Akashi Bailas and Shi Bailas is Chayav. Rabbi Kibbeger asked the Kasha, that's the Duyak. He asked the Kasha on Shechita B'Yom Kippur, not Shechita B'Shabbos. Shechita B'Yom Kippur, which is Malkus. Rabbi Kibbeger holds that by Malkus and Bamin, we don't say, I call Shibayos and Shibayos that there's a chayach if you say Karmelai. So Mela the Kivayi has the kasha of Shitasai. Like Bnei Yeshua the kasha doesn't begin. So this is the Machlokes Bnei Yeshua. What? Bnei Yeshua didn't talk about this case because he holds call Shibayos and Shibayos you put for mom in 5 years. He holds right to Bnei Yeshua is a whole different mom than mom. And he's very mom. So only the Kivayi does. So this is the besides the Kibbeger, my place of the Kibbeger thing. Sure, tomorrow I will return to it. Also, the next Gemara you must go through deliberately and slowly. You really have to spend time on the next Gemara. Please make sure to spend time tonight. Just for a second. Just.